Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I am told the Bills made a run at multiple big targets within the AFC East, offering a first-round pick as part of a package to the Dolphins for wide receiver Jaylen Waddle and to the Jets for defensive lineman Quinnen Williams. In fact, I am told the Bills had the highest offer for Jaylen Waddle, but Miami wanted a first-round pick in 2026, not 2027 as part of the package. Ultimately, Miami decided that the Bills' offer, which also included a third-round pick in 2026, was not enough to move their star wide receiver.
Tom Pelissero. Lots of ways to discuss this one. Who wants you to know that this happened? The Bills want you to know that this happened, I would say. We tried, right? That's what this is. We tried.
I get that, but if that is true, I think they misjudged it badly.
I don't disagree with that.
I think the idea of them hoping or thinking at all that if we get reports circulating that we were this close, in fact, specifically how that is worded, because what Bills fan is hearing that going, give him the 2026 pick. What are you doing? Like, what's the difference? You're gonna be this good again next year, probably, right? That's the plan. So even if you get this player, maybe you'll even be better. Assuming he's here long term, whatever. You fixed a hole on your roster. I don't think it makes sense. If it does, it's tactically amateurish from them. If they think that helps them, I think they're way wrong, because that infuriates me hearing that.
What does it do for the Dolphins, though? Does it make you feel any better if the Dolphins are telling you that we actually got this offer from Buffalo? I mean, no, because if you're the Dolphins, you're a Dolphins fan, you're like, just dump everything.
Could be agents that knew it was happening. Waddle's agent knew it was happening, and they want the Bills to look stupid. I don't know, but I don't think it makes the Bills. I don't think it helps anyone who's been of the opinion that they need an upgrade at that position, because it's not actually Miami didn't want to deal with an AFC East partner. It's specific to they didn't want a 27 first, they wanted a 26 first. And I don't get why you would quibble about that if you're the Bills.
Well, to me, my strong lean would be that the Bills wanted this out, and it comes with Quinnen Williams at the same time. Maybe they have the same agent, but I don't know. Like, it's the Bills are trying to get it out there. Like, we're not as blind as you think to their fans who've been harping on this, especially wide receiver, but defensive line too, injuries, same thing. Like, well, they won't trade with us. And, you know, you're making the right point, like what year it is, everything like this. But, hey, it's how the Sabres talk. You know, just like, this is, we wanted to do this, but we weren't able to, palm trees, et cetera. And it's kind of amazing that might be where we're at here. And I've given Bean a lot of credit for being a player when it comes to trades. But this is a combination of shying away or just misreading the room. It's Darcy.
I could like really see them thinking Miami or the Jets refuse to make a trade for with a team in the – they didn't want to help the Bills. Okay. Like, we heard some of that late in the week. I mean, Bean said it himself, right? And that, I think, could be viewed – I would also just view it as more excuse-making. I mean, what's the objective? The objective here is to get the job done. Right, some way, somehow, get the job done. So any not getting the job done is some version of a failure. But if you want to tell me that you thought you had a fair compensation package, but the Dolphins said, you know what, at the end of the day, I don't want to do this with you because I don't want to be in the business of helping you. Sort of like how we want the Bills to be about the Chiefs, right, back in the 24 draft. Don't give them your pick so they can pick a guy ahead of you. Don't do that. Okay, I would respect that more. I still would think it's a failure. But the specifics on this are what have me leaning that it would not make sense that the Bills would want that out there. Because, again, what's the difference? From out here, any criticism of Bean not getting the job done is not going to be buffered by, well, they wanted a 26 instead of a 27, so I had to walk away. Oh, good job, Bills GM. What? No, that to me, that doesn't make sense. I think it hurts them more than it helps them in this department.
Here's Justin with us. Hi. Justin. Not ready. Michael, go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. I just had two quick things. Question. Didn't see Dorian Williams out there at all. They've had a low snap count. I don't know if he was nicked or not, but I thought he's a pretty good run thumper, and he's a pretty athletic guy. But my second point is something. I just think that they're a tired football team. I think long playoff runs for 5 years, primetime games. We're building a new stadium. You're the top seed after week two. We're playing the Chiefs in the last game there. The MVP, the Hard Knocks. To me, they are a tired football team, and I think maybe I'm crazy, or maybe it's just the edge or the hunger's down a little bit, but I say play a second place schedule, reload, and then come back and cream everybody because it doesn't they're not playing with the same edge. They were very good against Kansas City, they were great against Carolina, but all these injuries that they're suffering and having to shuffle people around and moving people on and off the roster, it's just I don't know. I don't think that they're going to – if people think they got to go 5-3 to make it in at 10-7, I'm not saying I'd make that bet because they got some tough games coming up. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh's not good, but going to Pittsburgh, Houston's got the best defensive line, front seven in football, and I don't know. I just think when I see it, blocking, missing Osias Lawrence 2 weeks in a row, give somebody a free run at the quarterback for not checking the inside guy. I don't know. Maybe it's crazy to say that there's fatigue or there's tired, but to me, they just seem like they don't have that edge that they normally do, and maybe they'll get it back. But maybe the quarterback's feeling not a lot of confidence in the offensive coordinator or his personnel that's around him.
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay.
But I'm done. I'm sorry if I was verbose.
You're done. No,
you're
good.
You're done. All good. Dorian Williams, interesting. 3 defensive snaps.
Yeah. By the way, I'm saying that I thought he was like, I'm done with the season, but maybe he was just saying, I'm done talking.
Yeah, I think that's.
I was not saying, you're also done talking. Okay.
Right. I don't know what happened there with Williams. I was sort of curious. We talked to Eric Wood about this last week when we knew Michael Hoyt was going to be out. And again, if you didn't hear Mike say it already earlier, Eric will be with us on Wednesday, not today, in his usual spot. But he suggested Dorian Williams is maybe a potential guy to step into the Hoyt role, rushing from the inside on obvious passing downs. I'm quite sure that 3 snaps on defense indicate that they did not use him in that way.
I would say just to the reasonable enough overall point there is you are also saying that you recognize they were great last Sunday, 8 days ago. And what I think you end up saying here is they're not going to be at their best every week. And I would just say that's everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like that's not unusual. That's normal for a team to be like that. I think what happened yesterday is normal in this league. Find me a team that's impervious to that. It's not Kansas City. Like, what team is impervious to that? Nobody's so good. And the Bills have been as close as it gets to being a team that is able to avoid those games. And maybe times are different because yesterday happened, but it isn't so alarming to me because this is normal in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's possible that some of those things are going to make life harder for them. I'm not sure the stadium has to be one of those things, because I'm not sure how that would affect anybody other than traffic patterns ever. But, you know, yes, they play in primetime a lot. Yes, they've had not the longest, but some playoff, you know, runs, quote runs. There's two games a run. I don't know. The bottom line, I think, with this is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to rest good players? No.
Yeah,
you can't do anything about it.
No, you go and you live with the fact that enough of your guys weren't at their best yesterday, and you hope that doesn't happen too often. Because it does happen to every team, mostly every year. And it's happened to this team every year. I mean, we had earlier this year, it's another two-game losing streak. That's happened every year. I don't know if either of those games, the Atlanta game was maybe more like this game yesterday. I mean, it's a 6-point difference in the outcome, basically, or five, whatever. That was 24-14. Another touchdown, it's almost the same score as yesterday. But I think you just have to get through that. Like, I don't know if the caller is suggesting they're tired permanently now or something, but to me, I'd expect them to be back. But, you know, the opponent to me should be a lot harder next week than what yesterday should have been.
And it's a home game, but, you know, harder. I would agree. Can't you always do this too? I probably said the same thing earlier. We were talking about Tampa. But Miami and New England played a nail-biter. New England and Tampa played a nail-biter. Maybe the Dolphins are not that different from the Bucs. Here's Trevor next. Hi. Whoa.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Long-time caller here. I just want to say this. After that Atlanta game I called, all due respect, you guys gave me my razor rant, if you will. But it cut me off by saying it's not even Halloween yet. But it's looking scary like Halloween right now with the fact that none of our receivers can get open. And that's a tired story right there. But solution, this morning I was thinking Mike McDaniel as our offensive coordinator. Dable's fired. We need to bring him back. The Bills seem to love bringing back all the old-timers. Bring back Dable.
Are we cutting you off now, or are you good? If we stop now, if we just take the point? Okay. It's an obvious point. It's an obvious take that frustrated Bills fans are going to have in spades today, right? It's sitting in your lap.
Yep.
Would anybody want it? Would it be good for Brian Daboll to just immediately, like, you no time to waste, right? Like, just shift over to Buffalo and, what, take over the offense? Brady's out if you do that. I mean, I don't think any of the Bills would want it. Maybe. If he's just, like, going to volunteer his time, the check's probably pretty good getting fired by the Giants. Go on TV. Go to the beach. And then your profile only goes up. Instead of coming here and doing whatever this is, trying to make it work with, is this what the caller said? Receivers who can't get open? Why, if I'm Brian Daboll and I just finally been ousted from the Giants, would I want that for 5 seconds? No, you don't take that job, if there even is one. Get away. Collect your money, regroup, and then in the offseason, you'll probably have 10 offers to be somebody's
Offensive coordinator, I would think, yeah.
Like, if it happens, good for them, but it's nuts to me.
Yeah, I get it from you're explaining the Daboll side of it. If for some reason he wants to do it, I would do it. Special offensive, whatever it is. You can bet. The main reason I was all for airing Sean McDermott today, you know, we don't have Eric Wood, so there's a spot there, but, you know, whatever. We could have just kept doing what we're doing already for those 20 minutes. I just want to hear how he answers that question because I'm sure he's going to be asked.
I was wondering.
About Brian Daboll, and I'm curious.
You've said that twice. I was wondering if he would get that question. You think it's a given?
I think it would be insane to consider a 15 or 20 minute Sean McDermott media session today that doesn't include that.
Well, you know, he gets a lot of.
He might blow right past it. Like,
how
just
was
with
your
flight
home question?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be stunned if it doesn't come up.
I hope you're right.
So I do too. But I would want to look into it if I'm the Bills. I don't know if Daboll, you know, everything you just said is completely valid. But that doesn't say anything about what my needs are. And if the Bill, I know it'd be awkward for Joe Brady. You know what else is awkward for Joe Brady? Having an offense where the MVP of the league is running around like Fran Tarkenton with his face mask backwards. Like, this is not working. Their passing offense is ridiculously bad. When they need it, they do not have it. So
McDermott is culpable in that. I think. I mean, maybe we've argued about this before, to what extent, but this is what they wanted. They wanted better players. They wanted healthy Josh Palmer and healthy Kincaid and, you know, for the division to roll over for them again. Guess that's maybe changing, but I think they want – look at the personnel. I mean, all of it points to the same thing. We saw it last year, the 30 points per game, the bean point, all of it. Like, there was successful playing this way, and – you know, yesterday they got beat. You know, just simply they got beat. They couldn't get James Cook like last year in Miami, like every other time. He's from Miami. He's going to just have the Achan game, 200 yards, something like that. And it did not happen. And when that doesn't happen to these Bills, they struggle.
Yeah, they don't have anything if they don't have that.
What is plan B? Without Kincaid, without their prized offseason receiver, get... what are they?
And with Coleman playing like crazy.
What are they? That's right. That's what's scary. I don't think Brian Daboll fixes that in, like, no time. How much time do you get? What do you want him to do? Do you want him to rewrite the playbook?
Right.
On November 11th?
There's not a lot of – it's not that – it's an idea that will appeal to everyone, like you said, and I would look into it, but I don't know how much you could expect results to change because he's here.
I think Daboll – has, this can wait. I think he has New York Giants coach. I mean, pretty high profile guy. One coach of the year. I mean, he can make money off that. He can go to Fox right now. Because the Giants are always so bad that you kind of look like a victim here a little bit. Not in every way. I mean, I'm not saying he is in every way, but it was like his record's terrible. But I don't know. He's sort of an interesting personality.
The record's terrible and... The quarterback has played 8 games. He's been evaluated for concussions 4 times already.
Go be humble. Go laugh at Howie Long's jokes and, you know, make a few extra million on the side. Then in the offseason, figure out what you want to do. What do you think of that theory? Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. This is Football Monday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.